Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm not saying that my house is a disaster area, but a FEMA trailer did just pull up in our driveway. It's pretty messy, pretty bad. It's been raining a lot. The children go out of the house, into the house, out of the house, into the house. Sometimes out of the back door, around, into the front door. Sometimes, if it's not raining, and you're like, oh, well, at least we're not going to have muddy footprints, they'll run out, they'll jump in our, it's not even a pool, it's a puddle, they'll jump in the puddle, and then they'll run back in. And when it's that, then they're also wearing a lot of wet clothes, and so as they're running with muddy feet, they're also just throwing their clothes all around the house. Shirts are hanging on lamps. There's bathing suits that are just been tossed wherever they land. Towels. So the last week, we had a day where we went through 800 towels. Now, we don't have 800 towels in our house, you know, but we have... We would keep washing them and drying them over and over. It was just this constant cycle. It was like when they paint bridges, they start at one end of the bridge and they start painting. And then by the time they get to the other side of the bridge, then they know it's time to go back to the beginning again, because that's how long it takes, evidently. And so it's just this constant cycle. And that's how we were with towels. Ugh. And then... they're like, oh, I want to take a shower. I'm like, oh my gosh, you just came in from the pool. You just came in from rain. Why do you need to spread more moisture around my house? It's too much. They like to take, they'll take baths, and then they throw toys in the bathtub. And so then you can't go and take a shower yourself, because it's become a toy bin. A bin of wet toys. I know I sound like I'm complaining a lot. Well, that's because I am. Here's the thing, though. We're heading into summer. School is over. The younger one just moved from fourth grade to fifth grade. They had something called a promotion. You've been promoted. Congratulations. Did I get a raise? No. Did I get a corner office? No, of course not. You didn't get a corner office. But you got a promotion. Do I get to wear a mortise and pestle, whatever the thing, the hat? And wait, mortise and, I don't know. Do I get to wear a cape? Do I get the little ropes, like, that go around, you know, like, that say something? I did what? No. You're just going to go up. You're going to wear whatever you're going to wear. We have no say in that. We're not going to control it. We're not going to, you know, send anything home to your parents, any kind of direction like, hey, it might be nice if you wear this. No. We're just going to throw caution to the wind and you'll show up wearing whatever you want to show up wearing. And that's fine. And then you're going to stand up in the gym in front of all your parents and your aunts and uncles and siblings and grandparents and just all these people. And, you know, we're going to say sweet things. You're going to sing a sweet song. You're going to make people cry. That's what you're here. I bet that was the pep talk that they gave them before they came into the gym. They were like, all right, fourth graders, let's gather around. All right, do you know why we're here today? And one kid was like, promotion. And she was like, no. Well, yeah, but no. The reason we're here today is to make people cry. Make them sad. Make them think about how you used to be tiny, and now you're less tiny, but you're still kind of tiny, but you're definitely on the track of less tiny. And they're like, what? And she's like, ah, don't worry about all that. You know, she's at a whiteboard, like, drawing it out with a marker. And then having to do the erasing thing where it doesn't really erase. And then asking someone for the spray bottle so she can spray. And then she doesn't have a napkin to wipe it off with. It's just a whole thing. And so, you know, that's what they, that was their goal. And I'm going to tell you right here, right now, they did not succeed with me. I thought I was a goner. I went into this place. I was feeling a little tightness in the throat, a little tightness in the chest. Felt like the air was really dry. Oh, I'm not going to make it. I can't make it. But then I did the thing, and it was all so fast that it was like a whirlwind. And I was just like, okay, I'm fine. I did it. I made it through the promotion. I feel like I should get a promotion myself for being the parent that didn't cry. I don't know. Or maybe I could just get an accolade for that. Problem was, that was one of the days. The next day, they do something called a clap out. What is a clap out, you're probably wondering? Well, the entire school, from pre-K, K, first, second, third, all of the teachers, they line the hallways. And at the front door of the school, all of the parents are all in a big mob. And you can hear it's coming through the school. They're clapping. It's this wave of clapping. And I brought a bubble machine and I put it by the front door because nothing says a clap out like a bubble machine to me. And I had the bubbles going. And then you hear this just wave of clapping coming. And then they come out of the school, but there's no like pause. Again, it happened so quickly that they came out and then they just ran to their left, and it was just like, oh, okay, my emotions don't work that fast anymore. Like maybe when I was younger and I had less control of the emotions, but now, you know, if I'm going to get, it's going to take a while for me to crank up the emotion machine, you know, to really, I gotta be really ready, you know? So it takes a lot for me to get angry or sad or whatever, or happy for that matter. But yeah, so this, it moved so fast that it didn't happen. And we immediately had to get in the car after this clap out, and you know, we're high-fiving people, we're patting people on the shoulder, congratulations, you know, you did it, parents, ah, good job. But then we had to get in the car and drive 40 minutes to the other kid's school. Now, mind you, this clap out started at 12:30, right? And we were there for about 10-15 minutes. The other child had an award ceremony that was supposed to start at 1 o'clock, and he's about 40 minutes away. And my kid was like, in the car, he was like, wait, what time does it start? 1 o'clock. Well, how's this going to work? You know what? We're just in the car. We're going to get down there when we get down there. We're going to do our best. Okay. But you realize it's 12:45 now, and you're like, oh, I can see the clock, and I'm just going to keep on driving. I'm going to get down there as quick as I can, you know, and hope that we get to see the ceremony. Hope that we get to see him win an award. And the award, here's how it worked. We got an email that said, hey, there's this award ceremony on this day at this time. Please come. Your child has been selected to win one of the awards, which is very exciting, you know, very great. But that's all the information you have. So the grandparents actually came down. They drove down to the awards ceremony. They got there before us, saved us a couple of seats. And we managed to get there at 1:11. So it took us around 27 minutes. And so there was no traffic. Everything moved very quickly, very smoothly. Like, maybe the quickest trip I've ever had to get down there. I wasn't even speeding because I'm no speeder. No. I'm a law-abiding bumper car. But we got there, and we checked in, then we ran down. We got to the auditorium, and it was full of people. They had just given their first award. And we were given what do they call the pamphlets, whatever, you know, like the thing you look through and it tells you what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. And what we had done, we had missed the opening speech, you know, like the Pledge of Allegiance. Like we had missed all the things that happened before the awards. So it worked out perfectly. Like we came in ready for awards. The first one was art. And, you know, he didn't win that one. All right. You know, so then you're going through and you don't, there's, next up, I think we were in reading and writing. Okay. All right. Nope, you didn't win that one. Okay. And I want to film this. I want to get this on camera. All right. Math. No, it's not math. Science? No, probably not going to be science. History? No, nope, 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 nope. It's not going to be history. Oh, okay, you know, we're working our way down the list here. The next one was PE, physical education. And the teachers are always like, oh, he's so good in PE. He's so, you know, he loves it. And you always tell, that's my favorite class. And I'm like, all right, well, it's really just playtime. But, you know, that's fine. Good for you. You have something that's your favorite. And so I started filming. I was ready. PE. And they go through these little speeches. You know, they say, oh, physical education is very important. They, you know, they describe everything, and I'm filming the whole thing, and they go, you know, this next student in middle school, well, she, and I was just like, all right, well, let's stop filming that one. That's not the one. And then you're starting to get down to where, you know, we did so PE, and then we did music, and then the only things that were left were homework, attendance, and then there were four things at the bottom, which were like character, whatever, like, you know, stuff like that, community service. And so I was like, all right, you know, I've got like six more. You know, they told us to come down here, and they did homework, and I didn't even film it because I was like, no, that's not going to be it, which is fine. And then they did attendance. I looked at my wife, and I kind of shrugged, and she was like, I don't know. And, you know, I started filming. And they go through this four-minute speech about how important attendance is, and it's the backbone of your education. And then they called my kid's name. He won an award for attendance. We came down, we rushed down for that. It was great.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.